beautiful people, welcome to another podcast. Thank you so much for the support on my previous podcast that I uploaded. Oh my god, guys, your messages, your lovely remarks, your lovely reviews. Some of you send me messages on Instagram, some of you send me emails. I read them all, and I'm so thankful that this podcast helps you. I'm so thankful for those who share their stories with me, and I'm so grateful that this podcast really inspires you. It helps you. I'm inspired by the fact that you're inspired, and I'm glad that your stories are changing. I'm glad that things are becoming better in your life through listening to this podcast. And for those who wonder how you can do that, there is a link every single time you listen to this podcast that has my email in, has my Instagram in, you know, has my YouTube in as well. So you can always, always send me something. Let's chat. Let's have a conversation. And let's see where you are, you know. That would be really nice. I can't wait to hear from you guys. So just to say to you guys, I'll be having a podcast every Monday and every Friday. So every Monday we'll be having normal relationship podcast, and every Friday we'll have a little bit of motivation to elevate you, to become a better person, because it's not all about relationships in your life. Sometimes it's just about you leveling up in that singleness, leveling up in your own personal life, in your own things that you're going through. So I got you, and we are going to be having that. Anyway, let's jump right into the podcast. So on this particular podcast, I'm going to be talking about letting him go. Let him go. The reason as to why I'm saying this is that if you are in a relationship, you are in a situation whereby this guy has told you that I've had enough, I want to go, let him go. Don't hold on to someone who has already told you they want to go. If they want to fly, let them fly. Don't clip their wings. Don't hold back their wings. Let them go. By letting them go, you're setting yourself free. By letting them go, you are creating a space in which whoever wants to come and stay will come and stay. By letting them go, you're letting yourself allow better things to come in your life, giving yourself room to grow, giving yourself that space to look back and see what you could have done better, or what you have already done, you know, and how to grow from that. The more you hold on to them, the more you hold on to him, the more pain you're going to cause yourself. Because someone who has already told you that they want to go, and you hold on to them, they are going to treat you with the worst treatment ever. Because they know that you want them so bad. They know that you're ready to do anything for them to stay. They are fully aware that you love them so much that you're willing to put up with all their behavior, all their treatment, and everything. So they will do that. They will continuously treat you like that. And they will have no remorse. They will have no regret. They will not look back and say, what I have done is wrong. They will look back at you and say, I told you I wanted to go, but you're still holding on. If they feel like it's time and they feel the need that they have to walk away, let them walk away. You give this example like when you have a child, for those who have children that are listening to this, your child gets to a stage in their life where you have to let them go. They have grown to a stage whereby they have to fly. You need to let their wings go and explore whichever part they want to explore. If you hold on to them, then you're going to cause them pain. You're going to cause yourself pain, and you're not going to be living a happy life. There are stages in life whereby it is time that this has to happen. If it has got to that stage, then I tell you something. If it's meant to be, it will be. If it's not meant to be, don't force it. Don't force a situation that is not meant to be. You yourself, you have so much value, you have so much to offer. You just have to realize it, that the end of that is not the end of you. I'm going to repeat this. An end of a relationship is not the end of you as a person. It's just the beginning of you as a person. You have to always remember that before them, there was you, and after them, there will be you still. It is hard. It is difficult because emotions are involved, feelings are involved, but you have to choose yourself every day. The best thing you can do for yourself in this life that we live in, the best thing you can do for your own being on earth is choosing yourself every single day when you wake up in the morning. Whether you are in a relationship right now, and whether you're not in a relationship right now, you have to choose yourself every day. When you choose yourself every day, you're putting yourself first before everybody else. Before that relationship, before that man, before that child, before anything else, you put yourself first. Because when you come first, you're better off thinking, you're better helping, you know, other people, because you can pour from an empty cup. You can help where you're suffering. You can't be dry and expect water somewhere else. It can never happen like that. So as much as you think that, oh my God, we've been together for 5 or 6 years, I can't just let him go, I can't see myself starting again from scratch, I can't imagine myself with nobody else. Yes, hon, you can. Yes, you can. 6 years does not mean an eternity of life. Your life doesn't end or start when the relationship, you know, is with you or you're in a relationship. Being with someone for 6 years, 10 years, 8 years, whatever period of time you want to put a name on it, does not constitute treatment, bad treatment, does not constitute someone who has said to you, I don't choose you. Someone who wants to go has told you that, I don't choose you, I choose something else and I would like to go. If someone does not choose you, do not choose them. Because why would you choose something that doesn't choose you? You're worth more than that. And you should see yourself in that kind of light. You should see yourself as someone who is of value and can add value to anything. Letting them go does not mean that you're weak. Letting them go does not mean that you're failed. One thing that so many of us women have is the feeling of, if I end this relationship, if I come out of this relationship, it means that I have failed. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, because the society has made us feel like that. That a relationship is down to a woman. If she doesn't hold it, then she's failed. They rarely look at a man. What did the man do? They always look at the girl. What did you do? What did you not do? You couldn't hold him. You couldn't provide for him. And it's something that I've heard so many times, and I'm not really happy about that, is that when another man cheats with another woman, the woman that has cheated with that man says to the other woman that, you didn't give him what he wanted, so he came for me. That's not the truth. Some men are just cheaters. They just seek better and better, more and more. They're just greedy. And it's got nothing to do with you. So don't think that you are a failure. Don't think by letting them go and saying, okay, you know what, you're free, means that you have failed, means that you can't do it, means that you cannot find love, means that you cannot, you know, meet someone better, you cannot grow as a human being. You will grow. Let me tell you something that I say. You're looking at your life with a short lifespan. You're not looking at your life with a long lifespan. Why I'm saying this is that you are looking at your life like, if I end this relationship now, it's the end. If I stop this relationship, then I'm not any good. You're forgetting that life is quite very long. You're hoping maybe to live up to 80 or 90. Within those period, within those years, you're still going to meet people. You're still going to find someone. Sometimes you find someone that you're compatible with 50 years later, 40 years later. No, I don't mean 40 years later, but maybe when you're in your 40s or your 50s. And it doesn't mean that you're too old. You're never too old for love. Just like they say, you're never too old to start again in life. You're never too old to discover things, to grow things. I've seen so many women starting businesses at their age, at 50, at 60. I've seen women leveling up and reaching their goals and their highest points of their lives at 60, at 50. You know, you are here and you're just maybe 30 years old. You are here and maybe you're just 35. You're just in your 20s and you're already crying over a relationship, thinking that it's the end of you. When I'm looking at you and I'm saying, no, it's not the end of you, it's the beginning of you. Because every relationship is there to grow you. Every person you meet, every situation you're in, happens for a reason. Everything in life happens for a reason. If you start looking at things in that way, it's going to be so much better for you. Everything happens for a reason. But the choice is up to you to look at it as, is this going to shape me or is this going to end me? And I'm hoping that if you're someone who listens to this podcast, you need to understand that that is going to shape you, not end you. So stop having the fear, or try not to have the fear of, I don't want to let them go because, you know, they have given me this, I've seen this, they have helped me this, they have helped me that. They should have. If you are in a relationship, you're meant to help each other. You're meant to grow each other. Therefore, those things are inevitable. You do things for each other. So stop holding on to those things that he has done for you in the past to determine how your future is going and the now, right now. If he's not treating you well, if he's not giving you what you want, if you feel in you there is something lacking, you need something better, or you just feel like, I'm not ready, I need to just, you know, regrow myself, regenerate myself, and maybe start a relationship again when I feel like I'm ready. Do that. Do that. Let no one say to you that you have to, you know, be in this because it's the best way ever. I'm almost 30, and I would say this to you. The pressure of me having a child, the pressure of me getting married, the pressure of me settling down is very high. But amongst that storm, I'm going back to the center of me, the center of who I am, the center of, do I feel happy? Will a relationship make me happy right now? No. I know if I get to 40, I'll still find someone. I have that hope that I will find someone, you know, hopefully not to that stage, but I'm hoping that I will find someone. It's never too late for anything in life until you make it too late. There are solutions to everything. There are things to everything. So I do not want you to be in a situation whereby you're not happy, you're not being treated well, you're staying and you're just surviving. You can't be in a relationship where you're in survival mode. It's not good for you. You deserve so much better. You deserve to be in situations whereby you're growing, you're developing, you're better. And I'm not saying everything is roses, but amongst those roses, there are going to be thorns. Even where the thorns are, the roses are still beautiful. And the thorns don't, you know, sort of prick you every single time. You know, they're there and you're fully aware of them, but the roses shine more. So as I'm ending this podcast, I just want to give you the strength and say to you that you're not alone. Every single time you feel like you're alone, you're not alone. Every situation that you're going through, someone else has gone through it. Relationships come and go. People come and go. There are stories of people that you hear who are in relationships, who have been in relationships that you even don't want those people to kind of like even talk about it because you feel their pain. So I want to give you the strength and tell you, let them go. I've spoken to so many women. I've met so many women. So many ladies have sent me messages, even men, and have said to me, because of your words, I've been able to be in a happy relationship. You can go and scroll through my TikTok. Check my TikTok. Read those comments. You know, women leave comments like, Lucy, your podcast has put me in a better relationship, in a healthy relationship. I'm happy now. 2 years later, this man is the one that I've been looking for my whole life. Someone says to me, Lucy, I left that relationship that wasn't making me happy. Okay? And right now, I am happy being single and I'm becoming better for me. Not because I'm trying to be a feminist woman, not because I'm trying to be a woman who doesn't want men, but I'm becoming the woman that I see myself being, to find that man that I see myself being with. But it takes you to make that step. It takes you by saying, no, enough is enough. I'm going to take this step and I'm going to go forward. If you need any help, do not hesitate to message me. Do not hesitate to send me, you know, a voice note. My links to my Instagram are literally as you listen to this podcast. Reach out to me. Let us talk. Let us find a solution. Let us find a way. Even if you're in a relationship that you feel like, okay, I think I need to let this person go. Talk to them. See what they think. I feel like before you make any decision, communicate, talk about it, and then move forward. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You are a star. You are amazing. I hope this inspired you. I cannot wait to see you on the next podcast. And I do have some good news that is going to be coming next very soon. So watch out for that good news because there's something that I'm excited to share with you all that will be coming soon. But yeah. Enjoy and bye-bye. See ya.